You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Amidst my emails, I found a message from one of my colleagues about amongst and whilst.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey, Anne.
Hello.
So, Anne, when I hear a word that has this ST ending, whilst, amongst, to me it just sounds kind of fancy and formal, you know?
I do know, and you're not alone. Many people feel like these are a little more formal, and actually there's a slangy joke going around that my students told me about where they're using whomst.
Whomst.
And it's exactly because that ST feels so formal that it's funny. My colleague wrote and asked, why did American idiom preserve amongst but drop whilst? Fair question. I'm not quite sure I would say that American idiom preserved amongst, because that might be a little bit of a stretch. Brian Garner, in his Modern American Usage in 2009, addresses whilst, amongst, and amidst, and he calls them all archaisms. And in fact, he says whilst reeks of pretension, and amongst in American English is pretentious at best.
Wow, my feelings aren't quite that extreme, but I'm glad he agrees with me.
Garner does note that whilst and amongst are more common in British English, and that is, of course, true. They are more common in British English, but I wouldn't want to overdo that statement because I wouldn't want to suggest that they are completely common in British English. Among and while are still more common in both British English and American English. Amongst goes pretty far back, at least to 1400, and there are theories about when you might use one versus the other in terms of amongst versus among. One theory is that it sounds better to use the ST form if the next word starts with a vowel. Not sure I buy that. The idea would be that you would say amongst us as opposed to among us.
You know, maybe it's a little easier to say. I don't know that it necessarily sounds better.
And I certainly can say among us without any problem. There's also been a suggestion that amongst and amidst, let's bring in amidst, that those two with the ST mean that there's more scattering or dispersion. Again, I'm not totally convinced. Now, what I wasn't expecting was that in usage guides, at least some of them, there is this idea that there is a useful distinction between among and amid. Had you ever heard this?
A distinction between among and amid. If there is, it's probably so subtle that I haven't really given it a lot of thought.
I hadn't either. So Brian Garner says, generally, among is used with plural nouns and amid with mass nouns. In other words, with singular nouns. In other words, as Garner gives this example, thus one is among friends, but amid a crowd. Merriam-Webster addresses this in their Dictionary of English Usage and calls this a curious belief because you can find so many exceptions to it. You will find amidst or amid with both singular and plural nouns. For example, amid the decay, but you can also get amid accusations of theft and fraud. Amid accusations, there it's plural. I love this example, floating amidst the planets and stars.
I think amidst works there just because it's a prettier word. And, you know, we're talking about celestial things.
Exactly. But it is to say that actually, if you look at usage, amid and among are both used with singular and plural. To give you an example of among with singular, you can have something like among the elite.
Yeah, that works. I can hear that.
It absolutely works. And I wonder how many listeners were concerned when I started and I said amidst my emails. There I used amidst with plural. Now, they may have noticed amidst, but I wonder if they noticed that it was followed by a plural noun.
Well, Anne, today's is amongst my favorite That's What They Say episodes. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.